Rome, the Eternal City, has just given the world a sneak preview of the first modern building to rise in its ancient historic center in 70 years. It's a glass and marble museum for the Ara Pacis, the altar of peace that was erected by the Emperor Augustus in the 1st century BC. The project, by American architect Richard Meyer, began 10 years ago and has been plagued by controversy. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli has this report.
James Joyce once remarked that Rome reminded him of a man who lives by exhibiting to travelers his grandmother's corpse. Rome actually is many corpses. When it comes to architectural preservation, the city's art professionals treat the many different Romes as a virtual battlefield. Classical Rome versus medieval Rome versus Baroque Rome and even fascist Rome. And up to now, introducing a work of modernism to old Rome was seen as absolute heresy.
It certainly was intimidating, yes.
Richard Meyer has been coming here since the 50s and knows Rome well.
And it's inspiring. The scale of the city, the scale of the spaces, the scale of the buildings, the relationship of the architecture over a long period of time, the kind of layering of history that you get here, hopefully with the Ara Pacis, you know, one has an opportunity to continue that kind of layered history, one on top of another.
In 1995, Meyer, an internationally renowned architect who has designed museums in Los Angeles and Barcelona, was commissioned to replace the crumbling building housing the Ara Pacis. The Altar of Peace commemorates Emperor Augustus's victories in Gaul and Spain. Its carved marble bas-reliefs are among the great masterpieces of antiquity. The altar was put in its current location on the banks of the Tiber near Augustus's mausoleum in 1938 by dictator Benito Mussolini, a mythomaniac who saw himself as a direct political heir of the Roman emperor. Construction on the Meyer project was repeatedly delayed by bureaucratic interference and critics who bemoaned what they called the Los Angelization of Rome. And a group of Italian architects recently went so far as to appeal to the Italian government to put an end to what they called an invasion of foreign architects who, they claim, don't have the right DNA to understand and work in Italy. Nevertheless, the Meyer project is almost complete. And on the day marking Augustus's birthday, 2,068 years ago, city authorities unveiled the new addition to the Roman skyline to the media, art critics, and assorted VIPs. What they saw is a new, airy structure with 44-foot-high glass walls framed in Rome's traditional travertine marble. Lit from three sides and from the roof, the magnificent Ara Pacis is clearly visible even at a distance at all times of day. But a few die-hard critics staged demonstrations. With a Roman ditty as their theme music, members of the neo-fascist party staged one protest. Dressed as gladiators and vestal virgins, they carried banners denouncing the new structure as barbaric and looking like a gas station. On the other side of the building, a handful of members of the preservationist group Italia Nostra were more dignified, but equally dismayed. Former European Union Environmental Commissioner Carlo Ripa de Meana heads the group.
We are deeply dissatisfied. We think that this is a carbuncle that has produced a pointless challenge to Italian and Roman culture.
However, Meyer's supporters dismiss the protests as petty examples of provincialism and professional envy. Yolanda Bufalini is a journalist who covers municipal affairs and who has no problem with modernism in the ancient city.
It fills me with emotion. It's a beautiful work, an important work. What was here before was asphyxiating, very heavy.
Rome Mayor Walter Veltroni couldn't hide his excitement that Meyer's Ara Pacis Museum will usher Rome into the 21st century.
Questa tutela non impedisce, anzi richiede postula.
Safeguarding Rome's ancient legacy does not mean that the contemporary city is unable to produce artistic beauty. Rome is a city that is growing and doesn't fear what is new. And Rome's future is to continue to create artistic beauty.
The official inauguration of Meyer's Ara Pacis Museum is scheduled for next spring. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.